We come now to celebrate the great feast of Pentecost when we think about the gift of the Holy Spirit, a gift that Jesus had promised to send his apostles, and a gift that was given to them when they were gathered together with Our Lady and on the feast of Pentecost, 50 days after the resurrection of Christ. And this gift of the Holy Spirit is something that really changed them. It gave them a power to live the gospel of Christ in their own lives, and a power to lead others to become disciples of the Lord Jesus. These apostles who were once quite frightened when Jesus was suffering and facing his death on the cross have now become courageous. They have absolutely no more fear. They will go to foreign lands and places where they have no idea what's going to happen to them, and they'll face all kinds of persecutions and hardships and difficulties every single day for this mission of leading people to Christ. And we come to see that the Holy Spirit has given the apostles a power to go on, to do great things for God in the midst of trouble. You know, when you read the Acts of the Apostles, if you watch what happens to the apostles, it's like they have one problem after the next. It seems that everything that they're involved in has some kind of suffering for them, some kind of persecution, some kind of sorrow and hardship. They have, however, an interior power that keeps them moving on this mission. And that interior power is the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit gives the church a divine interior life. And that's what the apostles experience. They have this interior life which defines them as the church. And the interior life of the church is where we find the greatness of the church. Now, if I were to say to you that the Catholic Church is great, or if you were to go somewhere and, you know, among your friends or relatives or co-workers and say, hey, you know what? The Catholic Church is awesome. It is great. Well, you'll probably encounter some disagreement. People will say, no, the Catholic Church is not great. There's been so many troubles throughout its history, even in recent years, scandals and bad decisions and failure of leadership and all kinds of difficult situations throughout the history of the church, division and controversies. Well, all of that stuff is the exterior of the church. And it doesn't look too great. Actually, if you think about it, in the entire history of the church, the exterior of the church doesn't look too great. But the interior life of the church is great, it's awesome, and it's beautiful. Interior life of the Holy Spirit, which is the soul of the church. Pope Benedict XVI, when he came to the United States in 2008, when he was in New York at St. Patrick's Cathedral, he gave a homily wherein he talked about the beautiful stained glass windows, and he made a reference about the windows saying that on the outside of the church, the windows look very unattractive, they're dark and dreary, they're really ugly actually. But on the inside of the church, you see the beauty of the stained glass windows, the light coming through, the different colors and the various scenes, the lives of the saints and of our Lord Jesus. And from this little analogy that the Pope had made, it kind of shows us that the outside of the Catholic Church, in a way, is like the stained glass window on the outside. It's really not attractive. It serves some purpose, but it doesn't seem to beautify the world at all. But on the inside, you see the beauty of the stained glass windows. On the inside of the church, there is beauty. There is greatness. There is the life of the Holy Spirit. And what is this inside of the church? What is this interior life of the church? It's the life of grace. St. John said in his gospel that the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. This grace we receive in the sacraments, beginning with baptism. You know, all of the sacraments have an exterior part to them. In baptism, we see the water being poured. We hear the words, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. But the interior of the sacrament is the power, the grace of our Lord Jesus. And all the sacraments are like this, confirmation, the Eucharist, the exterior is what appears to be bread, but the interior is the real presence of Jesus, and it's awesome. Matrimony, the exterior is the rings and the celebration, but the interior is the sacred bond of marriage. Holy orders that man becomes priest of our Lord Jesus, anointing of the sick, we receive this grace from the suffering Lord Jesus, which strengthens us, and so forth on the sacraments. The challenge of Pentecost urges us to live this interior life of the church. If we're members of the church, we have to have this interior life. If we don't have it, we're really not that faithful to being the church. We have to live by the grace of our baptism. We have to live by the grace of all of the sacraments, confession. We have to live from communion to communion, from that living encounter with Christ to a living encounter with Christ. We need to avoid sin and keep faith and be open to conversion. And that is the challenge of Pentecost. It calls us to renew our interior life as people of Christ, people of the church. And like the stained glass windows, if we live this interior life of grace, then the light of Christ will shine through us and will become something beautiful for God. We'll do so many great things for the Lord and for his people. And so, brothers and sisters, as we celebrate this great feast of Pentecost, as we meditate for a time on this gift of the Holy Spirit, we should make sure that we are people of the Holy Spirit. May we, like the apostles, live this interior life of the church. In this way, we can accomplish great things for the Lord and for his people. God bless you.